www.thebeatsonline.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
We got lots to talk about today, no question about it. So let's get to it. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, of course. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of course. Facts are stubborn things. The voice the pro-murderers, they call themselves the pro-choicers, wish to silence. The patriots that the globalists despise. Patriot, defined out in Webster's 1828, is to uphold dying laws. That's what a patriot is. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or go to my Facebook page and or my fan page, which is Bradley Dean double E. Bradley Dean double E. And or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, my Twitter account is Bradley Dean 1. Phone lines are inaccessible, my friends. I am sorry. We are on tour. We just got back from Florida. Now we are going over to Iowa to kick it in the state of Iowa and join the people that are kicking corruption in government's butts. And I think it's a good place to be.
Glory!
Hey, you know, it's a good place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So what do you think of that, Mr. Other Guy?
Yeah, I think you got to keep them in your own and make sure that that mind is washed with the blood of Christ.
Well, it seems that that's the case in Iowa. I mean, these people are thinking for themselves, ousting judges that are legislating, you know, from the bench and doing what they think they want to do until the people catch up to them.
It's a war. It's a battle. And you know what? The other side isn't afraid to be engaged in that battle. And so in Iowa, the righteous said, you know what? We'll accommodate that battle, and we'll step in. Right now, we're going to be at the Des Moines Tea Party tomorrow. We're also going to be joining Jan Michelson tomorrow morning. So all of you Iowa listeners, tune in to WHO tomorrow morning. We'll be on there with Jan for a little bit, and then we move to that tea party that night. Then also Thursday, we'll be down in the community of Armstrong. So that's going to be enjoyable. We've been there a couple times. Well, actually, one time for sure. We did school there not too long ago.
It was a great
and,
assembly.
The gentleman who was there said, man, I saw you guys do the assembly. I've heard your radio program. I've seen your street teams. I got to have you come to the 4th of July celebration, so we'll be there.
Really?
Armstrong, Iowa.
I did not know that. See, I find out right when you tell me.
Yeah?
Live on the radio.
Well, that could be. Yeah. I did tell you about it about a month or
you
two
ago. You probably did.
But, you know,
sorry about
one
that.
Of those deals again. We'll chalk another one up. Bradley Dean's Supreme Court ruling is pretended legislation. Now, this is going through all over the place right now. It's being carried all throughout the country, different outlets. One of them being Freedom Outpost, which we're going to talk a little bit more about after this. But I wanted to cap on this. If everything is pretended legislation or null and void when unconstitutional, why then are the people obeying it? Regards, this is Nelson, who's one of our readers. I think she commented or he commented on
I'll tell you why, because they're stupid.
That's right.
I mean, stupid is a real word, friends. It's not just a derogatory statement. Stupid means dull or insensible.
That's right.
Webster's 1828. And the fact of the matter is they're subjecting themselves to the state rather than obey God's commandments.
That's
and
right.
So what they're doing is obeying the state that's at war with God.
That's right.
It's not a good place to put yourself.
And, you know, you think about this, the state, who is the state? Well, it's comprised of employees. Employees of the state are comprised of who? Citizens. So you have right now, you have the people. So let's just say Nelson, I'm not complying with it. You're not complying with it. Bradley's not complying with it. The Sons of Liberty aren't complying with it. Just because the Supreme Court says doesn't mean that it's law. But now you go into the state officials. Okay, who comprises the state? Well, it's citizens. It's your neighbors.
Of course.
It's people that you go to coffee with. It's people that you eat at the restaurants with. These are individuals. That is the part that gets me. They've sworn an oath to uphold the Constitution, to protect the individual liberties of each person, and to be comprised of a city and it's populist, you're looking out for the good of them. But they don't. And it's those people that are the Benedict Arnolds. And those are the people that have to be dealt with. How are they dealt with? Well, if they're just citizens, they're dealt with the citizenry. And that's you and I.
Yeah.
So maybe, Nelson, what it's time to do is find out who they are in your community, start the petitions, and start putting pressure on them. And if Nelson's all over the country did that, guess what? Then wickedness would stay in the closets.
Absolutely, and that's the whole purpose.
That's
and
right.
To eschew evil. We're to overcome
right.
evil with good, not the other
right.
way around.
You got it. Now, to continue on with that, we got another quote. And this one is from William Martin. Now, again, this is a response, folks. But he said, there's nothing gay about being a queer. Neither is being a kleptomaniac, a drug user, an alcoholic, or a schizophrenic. They are all abnormal and need help, not increased recognition. This gets back to the factor of, okay, if I can create a right, because see, the enemies of God, the enemies of you in America, the enemies
yeah,
of liberty,
your constitutional republic,
they don't care yeah. about your rights, period. No. They don't care about anybody's rights. What they care about is the law. And so they learn that the quickest way to get control of the law
as
is
the
by
obstacle.
Creating a light.
It's a stumbling block right. for the disobedient.
Correct. Yeah, and law represents force. And this goes back to Bastiat's book, The Law. So if they want to get their hands on force, which is what it's about totalitarianism.
Yep.
We talked about the woman who was beating one of our street teams with a purse and how Larry Pratt said these type of people would like us all thrown to the lions. That is a truth.
Mm-hmm.
The only problem is they don't have the power to do that because we're in the freest nation in the world because of the way our government is set up. So we have protections. We have rights and liberties that are protected. So the next step they go to is how do I get a hold of that force, which is represented by the law,
right.
which protects rights. Well, I've got to create special rights so I can get control of the law and then I can have the force of the law to now and that's exactly what
that's
you
right.
see here.
Until
this
the people figure out what they were just duped out of, namely their
that's
freedoms.
Right. That's yeah. right. And in America, you know, we just posted a story that was on Freedom Outpost. It's about a veteran who came back, and he's an Iraq vet. And he said, my rights trump your dead. I earned it in blood. Now, that seems like a really harsh statement. He's
no, it
speaking,
doesn't. I hear
speaking,
exactly what he's saying.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's speaking to the fact that we've got all these dead children. What are we going to do? We have to control guns. He says, no. My rights trump that blood. Just because you have some irate maniacs, deal with them.
Yeah.
It wasn't us.
And by the way, this Iraq vet was talking about how he was, you know, around mangled
yep.
bodies and saving his buddies.
That's
and he's
right.
seen what war was about. So
yep.
it's not a man that's just, you know, shooting it
oh.
off the hip.
Oh.
As
my goodness.
For something to talk about when, in fact, he knows exactly what
exactly.
he's talking about through experience.
This is Aaron Weiss. You can find it at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. It's a fantastic display of American patriotism. And what he said to the lawmakers, and this is similar to what happened in Vietnam when the numbers of their kids started getting pulled up.
That's
and
right.
They ended
in
it.
Congress, yes.
He said to them, if you legislators who are so hard-nosed on this and want to use the blood of children in school massacres, but yet you could care less about the blood of little boys in Chicago. You don't care about any of that. It's about politics.
It's about
here.
As backwards as it can possibly get.
Yep. He
yes.
said if you guys were the ones on these bills that you were writing, you were the first person to kick in the door to get those guns, you wouldn't be so
that's
enough
right.
to go to
course.
Support these.
That is one of the great wonders of the age. And I know we've talked about wonders of the age before,
yeah.
but just think about it. There are people that are willing to do the biddings of corrupt politicians
right.
when, in fact, you know all the well that those corrupt politicians, they themselves would not do it.
That's right.
So why are you so foolish to stand down and allow them to dictate
yep.
you to go do something that they themselves
yep.
are not willing to do? How backwards can it be? Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, phone lines are inaccessible. If you'd like to check us out online, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and we will be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I just wanted to call and say how much I really appreciated listening to you guys the last couple of days. days. I catch you on Patriot Radio. So with my travels, I'm either 93.9 or 94.5. With work, I'm on the road a lot, so I get the opportunity, you know, especially at this time of day, to listen in and get fired up by you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Be prepared. Stock up now. Save up to 25% on Mountain House Foods only at CampingSurvival.com. This week only, save up to 25% on the number one brand of freeze-dried foods, Mountain House. All fresh, new product, and the lowest prices ever in the history of Mountain House Foods. But hurry, sale price is good only from July 1st through July 7th at CampingSurvival.com. Call now, 800-537-1339, or go to CampingSurvival.com. Since 1956, CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Now, how do you think he possibly did that?
I don't know. I think about it. You know, you said the other day you woke up thinking
that
about
drummer,
that.
These heavy metal drummers are second to none. I kid you not. There's a talent.
Well, I'd say
those singers are.
I'd say they're second to a guy. I know he plays drums. He plays a double kick for this band called Junkyard Prophet.
That's
but other
true,
than
but
that,
these guys are monster.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are second to none. I mean, this is they live, they eat, and they breathe drums. I mean, I don't mean to get
some
off course
really
here,
big
but
boys, they must have swallowed both spades.
But not like when he's burping like that. That singer, that's one of the things I've never understood is why they're such talented. Listen, drummers, guitar players, and bass players, and they give themselves over to singers like that.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I mean,
I don't know why
people
listen
to the Beatles
music,
or something
or, yeah,
like that.
Beatles. Oh my goodness, I still don't.
That's
understand.
A good parallel, isn't it?
Wow. Different tastes, you know? It's kind of like some people really like broccoli.
I mean, the Beatles, I mean, back in the day, they were, you know, singing like they were burping constantly. You know, like the really
that was singing?
Stomach through the throat vocals.
Yeah.
I mean, it almost sounds like they're vomiting. Literally, they do.
The Beatles did?
No, these guys.
Oh.
That's why I was kind of making, I'm taking aim
John
at the Beatles trying to be funny about it. But these drummers are second to none. I mean, the drummer that the Beatles had.
Yeah.
I mean, Ringo.
Oh,
what is your, by the way, for those that didn't know, do you know that Ringo came in behind a drummer that was too good looking to be in the band, so they had to get rid of him? I kid you negative.
I can totally believe that.
Yeah, because they weren't blessed in that area.
No, they didn't have that blessing.
The only thing they did have was their hair.
Yeah, they did have hair on their head. Yeah. I think the thing was they just stuck together for a long time. I mean, I think they're 14 or something when Paul first started writing or play guitar.
I can't stand
like
the Beatles. No offense.
I
mean,
still can't to this day.
I don't understand it. I think it shows you how debased man is for someone to go and buy one of their albums.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not going to listen to this. These Sons of Liberty, they're anti-Beatles now.
Anti-Beatle.
Let's step on them. Well, two of them are gone already anyways, aren't
That's
they?
That's true. Yeah. That is very true.
Anyway, so what happened when I was doing the Great Awakening in Florida a couple months back, I was downstairs. It was kind of a meet and greet, and I had this individual come up to me, and he started talking to me, and he was captivating. He was interesting, and I had said to him, his name is Craig Quinlan, Greg Quinlan, and what happened is I talked to him no more than probably 2 minutes. I said, Greg, I got to get you on the radio. I just have to do it. He came out of the homosexual lifestyle. He's with an organization called Pro Family Network. And without further ado, we got Greg Quinlan with us right now. And welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend.
Well, thank you very much. It was good to meet you. You were rather captivating yourself.
Well, thank you. You know what, Greg? What, now, since we're hugging right now on the radio, go ahead, Jake.
Out.
I mean, go ahead. Give him a hug. Give him a hug.
Hugs, Greg. Hugs.
Hugs, hugs. Right, right.
But, no, Greg, one of the things that caught me with you is your aggressiveness, which I love, because this is the aggressive attitude towards what's going on in our country right now is what's needed more than anything. What is the price of liberty? Eternal vigilance. And I caught that with you right away. And then you just blatantly told me what you came out of, the homosexual lifestyle, and now what you're doing. And I said to Jake, I said, we got to get this guy on yesterday. So we finally got you on a couple months later. Can you kind of just give an introduction as to who you are and what it is that you do, please?
Oh, wow. Well, my name is Greg Quinlan. I lived 10 years of my life as an out-and-open homosexual. I've been out of homosexuality now for over 20 years as an ex-gay. I'm not the only one. There are lots of ex-gays. I was an activist, trained by the Human Rights Campaign Fund, as it was called then. I just turned 55, so that gives away my age. They basically trained me to do what I'm doing now, which is grassroots activism, how to read legislation, how to lobby my elected officials. So as I put it, what the devil trained me to do, I can now use for the Lord.
Amen.
But in the process of that, too, I am fighting for the traditional values, our liberty, which I think was just taken away from us when the vote of the people does not stand, when the legislature and their ability to make laws no longer matters, and five black-robed Nazis decide to change all of that to accommodate their own personal predilections, including their own sexuality, then we've got a problem.
Amen.
We're in serious trouble. The Republic's in trouble.
I don't mean to preach to the choir here, Greg, but you do know who Elena Kagan is in her background, correct?
Oh, I absolutely know Elena Kagan's background. In fact, I met Elena Kagan long time ago, back in the early 90s.
Sure.
Yeah, well, that was with the Human Rights Campaign Fund get together. I forget exactly what it was, but that's when I met her. And I do remember that was at the towards the end of Reagan's administration when I was just getting involved in the homosexual politics for the express reason that I'm a nurse. I'm a registered nurse, and I became an AIDS nurse because of the AIDS epidemic and watched 100 of my friends and acquaintances die of AIDS before I quit counting. That's why I got involved in this. It was because of the AIDS epidemic, not because of gay rights. But I got sucked into that. But also, too, that Mr. Kennedy has a predilection on the down low.
Really?
Justice Kennedy. That was the rumor that was around back then. You know, now, what, 30 years ago nearly.
Mm-hmm. So you have Elena Kagan, you have Justice Kennedy, because of their own orientations, if you will. I don't even know if that's the correct word. Forgive me. I don't even like
because of their own lust.
Exactly. Their own lust, what they're giving themselves over to. They said on the Supreme Court, of course that's the way that they're going to go.
Right, with a down-low president.
What exactly? What gives with the rest of them then?
Well, the rest of them, again, it's about political correctness. It's about who's crying the loudest. The squeaky wheel does get the oil, and unfortunately many people in the church, and I use that term broadly, think, and we've drank the Kool-Aid.
Yep.
That in order for us to be Christian, we can't be aggressive, we can't stand up for the truth, we have to, you know, tell the truth in love, but it isn't love until you tell the truth.
That's right.
The reason I was there at the Awakening was I sat on a panel, as I've done now 3 years in a row, on the homosexual panel as the token ex-gay, but there has to be more of us out there. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
Amen.
So I do say so.
Amen.
If you take that testimony that you're bringing, we got to speak in love.
Amen.
You've been on the 700 Club, you've been on TVN, you've kind of done the church circuit, if you will.
Right.
And I'm sure you've found the effectiveness or ineffectiveness of that particular circuit. When you take this, you know, speaking in love, because that's oftentimes what's said, but you got to speak in love, you know, understanding. Can you show the other side of the sword? What is this radical, and we speak of the radical homosexual lobby, these activists, you said that you were sucked into. It's not gays or homosexuals. It's this lobby, this radical lobby. What is the end of the church in their minds? What do they want to see done?
You said it. It's the end of the church.
That's right.
What stands in the way of us doing what we want to do? What's in the way of us having sex with who we want to have it, no matter how old they are, any way we want to have it? It's the church. The Constitution of the United States is a Christian document. In fact, it's a Calvinist document. I happen to be an Armenian, but it's a Calvinist document.
It is.
It's clearly a Christian document. So what stands in the way? It's the Constitution of the United States.
Right.
What stands in the way? It's the Church of Jesus Christ. And in order to change this government, to change the mightiest government that ever existed, because it's founded on God Almighty's truth and principles, is to destroy it so they can do what they want to do, have sex the way they want to have it. And the only way they can do that is to shut us up.
Can I speak something else? You're speaking of, you know, to have sex with whoever they want it. Tell us about the bigger political agenda. Because I have a feeling, you know, it's no different than civilizations of old. Oftentimes, the homosexuals, once they're used, because they will be used, they're being used right now, at the end of it is the destruction of them too, yes?
Absolutely. That's what happened in Nazi Germany.
That's right.
But there were two. If you, Dr. Judith Reisman, who I think maybe you met her too at the Awakening, she's a little powerhouse. She's about 4'11", but she, you know, she's at least 20 feet tall.
I think she's 4'11½". Okay.
Yeah, okay. And she wrote the book, Kinsey Crimes and Consequences. In fact, she's actually been attributed to taking down the Phil Donahue show in its first incarnation. That's a whole other program. But in the process of all that, she talks about that. There were two types of homosexuals in Nazi Germany. There were the S&M, the brutal, cruel type, and then there was the effeminate. It was the effeminate they couldn't stand. And there is those factions, these subsets inside the homosexual agenda lifestyle. So when the femmes are looked down upon, and it's the butch, the masculine types that want to see, that still participate in homosexuality, and that's exactly what happened in the concentration camps. That's exactly what the SS were.
So you have right now. Now this is the underbelly, okay? So this is what people, when we're dealing with this issue, we do it quite a bit. You know, Bradley's last column is on it. We have our lawsuit with Miss Rachel Maddow. I don't know if she'd be considered a butch or a femme. I'm not being facetious. I don't know which part of the camp. You're speaking as knowing for sure.
Well,
but
she
this
would
is
definitely
what they don't...
be a butch, but she's a butch that has to be a femme, meaning she has to put on some lipstick.
Gotcha.
See,
this is
something only Greg can get away
with
saying,
that's
man.
That's why I'm
really
trying
is.
To pull it
that's
out.
That's what
because,
it comes down
know,
to.
You know, when we speak to this, you know, we speak to it from protecting the next generation. My gosh, the crimes are horrendous. And we know what the end of it is. They're always going for the schools. They want little boys. That's the end of it.
Little boys and little girls. But remember this. This is what Abraham Lincoln said. Abraham Lincoln said that the philosophy in the classroom for one generation
right.
will be the government in the next.
Okay.
This is where we are. And they know exactly what they're doing. They are performing their agenda that they set out over 40 years ago. And I watched them and heard them talk about that from the marriage on down. Something else Abraham Lincoln said too, and every listener needs to hear this. We, the people, are the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts, not to overthrow the Constitution, but to overthrow the men who would pervert the Constitution.
Amen.
That's Abraham Lincoln.
Amen. We got Greg Quinlan from Pro Family Network. Folks, Greg, can we roll you over for one
sure.
more segment? This is
sure.
important stuff. I want to get down and dirty with you on this, some of these topics here. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to freezedryguy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I really am truly excited about having Greg Quinlan with us right now, and I know he's a wealth of information, and I want to, if I can, you still there with us, Greg?
Yes, still here.
I wish we had 3 hours to talk.
Yeah.
Because you were on the inside of what's going on with this whole homosexual agenda. Christ Jesus redeemed you. And in saying that, I think it's vitally important for people to understand what this is all about, because what we see is, you know, the American people are told to stand down, just to shut their mouth. You were talking about a false love that the church is professing today, yet they overlook Scripture and they overlook the cross of Jesus Christ, who stood against it. That's why he died for it.
Amen.
And it's also interesting to note that open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. And my Bible tells me in the Revelations 3, it says, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. Apparently that love that they're talking about is man's carnal version of their fallen state in the pith and marrow of love, when in fact love is given to us by the Holy Spirit. And people forget the fact that love is found in holiness and in righteousness, truth, which is the very fruits of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 5. Now, to say all that to say this, Greg, what was some of the things that your lifestyle consisted of when you were in the homosexual lifestyle, if I can ask?
Well, first of all, it was all about sex. It's not about relationships. Relationships are the side issue. It's all about sex. I've never met a single homosexual male who is in a monogamous relationship, in a committed relationship, but never monogamous. I went to the bathhouses. I knew where the porn shops were, where you could have sex, and they still exist. Now we have an internet addiction going on where children, young children, that's what I'm seeing coming to me, parents through the church, about their children who are addicted to sex because of the internet. We have got a serious issue going on here. But people need to understand, too, because they've been lied to, that people are born gay. There are no replicated scientific studies supporting any specific biological etiology for homosexuality. That's the American Psychiatric Association.
Right.
Which was infiltrated, correct?
more than infiltrated. It was through coercion and an almost riot inside the committee that did the change. Removed homosexuality from the list of disorders, this clinical developmental gender identity disorder. They removed it from the list of disorders, and therefore, you know, that started it on the normalization of homosexuality being accepted. And now we're going even to the point now where people who are cross-dressers, who actually even change their physical appearance to be a someone of the opposite sex as being normal. This is where we are. We have sown the wind, and we are reaping the whirlwind. This is insanity.
I got a question for you then. I just seen yesterday, someone posted this. It was Corey Feldman, the kid actor in the 80s and the 90s,
right,
that came forward just, like I said, I just seen it yesterday, and he was talking about the underlie of what's going on in Hollywood is pedophilia and how they're zeroing in on the kid stars. And I'm just curious to know if you have any insight as to that world of the homosexual world as well.
You have to understand here that the emotional issues and the development of many homosexual men and women is that they are arrested to the point of their own sexual identity confusion. So they are still looking for peers, even though they may be in their 40s and 50s. Their peers are still the teenage boys that they had sex with, the teenage girls that they had sex with early in their lives. So in their minds, there's no difference in the age. These generations, there's no difference in this gap here in their own minds. So it's extremely true, it's very true, and that's the idea. There were riots in the streets about 10 years ago in London when they refused to lower the age of sexual consent to 14.
Yeah, well, they're trying to do that right now in Canada, as a matter of fact, when they implemented something called homosexual marriage there. For those that didn't know, the first thing they did was attack the church, Greg. The second thing they did was go after homeschoolers, told the students, or actually the teacher, or the parents, that they could no longer teach their pupils, their sons and daughters anymore, that homosexuality was an abomination. And then the third thing they did was they wanted to lower the age of anal consent from 16 years old to 14 years old. And that's one of the things that we're blowing in the wind is, folks, we have to pay attention as to what this is really about. It was John Adams that rightly said, our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. And I see this as being used only as a political battering ram, the effeminate homosexuals, of course, being used as a political ram only to implement something right behind them called Sharia law. And this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing the correlation. We're from the state of Minnesota right now, just throwing this at you, Greg. Keith Ellison is a congressman in the state of Minnesota. He's the head of the LGBT in Minnesota here, which is just over the top. And it's, I'm almost trying to cry out to these homosexuals in the state of Minnesota, and it seems like the more truth that I tell them, the more I become their enemy.
That, because truth is their enemy. You know, when you live a lie, you'll tell a lie and you'll believe a lie. And the truth is the antithesis to the lie that you're living. So, you know, they don't want to hear it, but that doesn't mean you still don't proclaim it, because by proclaiming it, you might win some. The truth does penetrate. The truth is stronger than a lie. But and in telling that truth somewhere, you pierce the heart and you pierce the soul. But we have to understand that no one is born a homosexual. We have to understand, too, there is a precipitous rise in oral, pharyngeal, and esophageal cancers because of oral sex. Thank you, Bill Clinton, President Slut,
right,
that pushed all this upon us. So we are in a nation that is in free fall, and judgment is coming. And the judgment comes, Hosea 4:6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. We all know that part of the verse, but it's a verse in three parts. You reject knowledge, I'll reject you as my priest. You ignore the law of your God, I will ignore your children. Brethren, we are living in this verse.
Amen. I just want to share with our listeners that hear me say this constantly, just to show you how the Holy Ghost operates, that this is only a confirmation and an affirmation of what you hear from the Sons of Liberty every day of the week, because you are prophetically tying in as to what our message is that's proclaimed from the housetop on a daily basis here.
How would you tell somebody that is out there right now, they've got a gay friend, gay coworker, gay son or daughter, gay relative? How do you effectively reach out to that person, Greg?
First of all, always be their friend. I'm also the president. I have lots of unpaid jobs. I'm the president of PFOX, Parents and Friends of Ex-Gays and Gays. That's PFOX.org. You can go to us. We got lots of materials to help you do that. But remember this. When that relationship, whether it's a coworker, a friend, or a family member, it maintain the relationship. Always your family. Always your friend. Because the that father was always the father of that prodigal, no matter where that prodigal son was, whether he was in the whorehouse or in the pig pen or coming up the path, he was always that boy's father. And in maintaining that relationship, no matter how strenuous or strained it becomes, even if it becomes broken, they know that you're the person to go to when they finally come to the end of their rope.
Well, that is awesome. And Greg, I got to ask you now, what is your testimony? How did you come out of the lifestyle?
Well, I grew up with Archie Bunker as a father. Now, some of you who are younger won't know who that is. That's called Antique TV, so go and watch it.
A show, right?
Yeah, it was a show. It's All in the Family. In fact, Edith just passed away a couple weeks ago. 90 years old.
I know who she is, Greg. I'm sorry to tell you that, but
she
I do know who she was. Yeah.
Okay.
She did.
I think I remember that show.
Yeah, right. Yeah, thank you very much for trying to remember. Anyway, but I grew up with a redneck Archie Bunker as a father, but he was an atheist. So my born-again Christian mother marries a non-believer. So it was the first strike against me. And then, so I grew up with a violent, angry man who, when I was 8 years old, I asked him the question, "You hate me, don't you?" He turned around and looked at me square in the eye as he laughed and says, "Yes, I hate you." And that wasn't a revelation. That was like, yeah, I knew that. I knew that. Then I... 9 years old in junior church, gave my heart to Jesus Christ, and it was the real deal. But we lived 30 miles away from where we went to church, so we weren't regulars, and I wasn't properly grounded or affirmed in the Word. And at the same time, too, some neighborhood boys found their dad's Playboys, and we started to look at them. Mm-hmm. Now, this is the 60s, so what we were looking at then is prime time tonight, or worse. Mm-hmm. But what we were looking at them was still tantalizing and titillating to little boys. And then a boy across the street who was 2 years older than me introduced me to sex. And at that moment, I got something I wasn't getting at home, I wasn't getting at school, and I wasn't getting in the church. I got affection, I got approval, and I got affirmation. Somebody was touching me without hitting me. Somebody was talking to me without screaming at me, calling me names. Somebody made me feel like I had value and worth. And besides, it was sex. It felt good, so I went back for more. I call it a willing molestation. But my first molester wasn't that kid across the street. It was Hugh Hefner in the Playboy magazine. Yep. But moving on from there, so I lived a double life. I went to Bible school, felt a call of God on my life, but I was still so conflicted with this thing that I knew was sin and didn't know why. And then it was either commit suicide or come out of the closet. And at this point, I was an LP, and a licensed practical nurse, or a lousy paid nurse, as I like to call it. But so I came out of the closet. That was during the John Travolta age and yep. Saturday Night Fever and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But I also was at the time when the AIDS epidemic first hit, which we called GRID, gay-related infectious disorder or disease. Not very PC. But at that time, I became a volunteer for the Dayton Area AIDS Task Force, was in the process of getting my RN, and these guys would ask me because they knew about my Christian background in my backslidden condition. Greg, am I going to hell? Does God hate me? Would you read my favorite Bible verse at my funeral? Would you do my eulogy? Would you tell my son and daughter what happened to my daddy? And I did all those things. Now, Archie Bunker was dying because he smoked himself to death. Yep. He had an abdominal aortic aneurysm the size of a grapefruit. So who was taking care of him? Me, the nurse in the family. And I hated that man. So in the process of all this, though, after my 100th funeral, after that, I had gotten to this point where I was very unhappy with the homosexual lifestyle, very not satisfied at all.
You got 1 minute, Greg.
Okay, yep. Just to let you know, because of all of that and these issues, God led me back to him through TBN, through a panel discussion of people who left the homosexual lifestyle. This is where I started from the beginning. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Mm-hmm. There are many ex-gays out there and many people who've got a testimony, but they're sitting on it. Don't sit on it. Tell people what Jesus has done for your life. If you've got to do that because you can win someone like me.
Amen. I think it speaks.
There's such an anointing here, Greg. I'm just telling you, it's the anointing that breaks the yoke, Isaiah 10.
Amen.
A second to none. I got to get you back on the radio in about a week or two here. Is that okay with you?
That'll be fine. Just let me know. And I give my testimony in churches. I come for a love offering. And just let you know how lovable I am.
Okay. Well, we think you're awesome. Folks, Greg Quinlan, Pro Family Network. You'd like to get a hold of him, friends? Again, Greg Quinlan, Pro Family Network. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Going to come back for the final segment. And, well, what do you say? I wish we had another hour.
Yeah.
We'd have rolled with it. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member. and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I was just sharing with Jake, we just had Greg Quinlan, my friend from Pro Family Network, with us for two segments. I know that there's such a wealth of information in this guy that I want him to actually set up a program, line upon line, mm-hmm. to tell the American people as to what's going on.
Yeah.
We took him up pretty much at the spur of the moment here because we weren't sure if we were going to get him today, but we got him because there was texts that were dropping. I was just telling Jake, it's interesting that when I was a little kid, this was all underground.
Yeah.
And it wasn't because it was a mental illness up until 1973. And, of course, it was illegal in every state until 1961. And then all of a sudden, I think it was in the 80s, correct me if I'm wrong, the end of the 70s, the beginning of the 80s, when I was a little tot, that all of a sudden there was John Ritter in Three's Company. And it was a guy that was living with two girls. And he always desired both of those girls. And then every once in a while, he'd make innuendo or humorous pokes at the homosexual communities. But you guys asked me during the break, has this ever been in your face before? Did you know about this? No. It's interesting that Greg would talk about Saturday Night Live, because that has nothing to do. That was the disco age.
Oh, fever.
Yeah, that's Saturday Night Fever.
Yeah.
And what did I say?
Live.
Oh, Saturday Night Live. I'm sorry. Disco, Saturday Night Fever. Yeah. That's exactly right, with John Travolta. That was huge, and that was disco. But what's interesting is look who's right along with the disco genre was none other than YMCA.
Oh, yeah.
Village People. And isn't it interesting the song is YMCA, Young Christian...
Young Men's Christian
yes.
Association.
It's incredible, dude.
Yep. That was think about one. That. I mean, with Young yeah. Men's... Christian Association. Okay, first of all, these guys are they're homosexuals, and they're singing a song, YMCA. What a mockery. Young men, first of all, little boys, Christian. Well, so where do they go to get hooked up? That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, as a kid, they played it at all the school dances.
But it's a song. It's a dance.
I know. Everybody's like, what?
Hey, we just got back from Florida.
Yep.
And isn't it interesting? Disney's beginning to open themselves up to transgenders and homosexuals, having their own special day at Disney World. Now, why would they do something like that if that's not what it's about?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that the homosexuals and the pedophiles and the transvestites and the such, do you think they're going to Disney World to have a good time?
That was something Greg just said, you know, 40 years ago when he got involved in activism. He was trained by the Human Rights Commission.
Pay attention to that, friends.
That's right, campaign.
Yes.
So he was trained by them, and what was their job? Well, we got to get to the kids. Why? Because the policy in the classroom of one generation of the education is going to be a form of government philosophy in the next. Well, there you have
That's exactly what you're saying. Go to the kids.
Yeah. And then you too, when
this is the fruit of free love, friends.
This is.
Yeah.
Oh, completely. That opens the door right open to it. And just how he made the distinction between, you know, the butch and the femmes. And of course it's funny. Ha ha ha. You know, when I was a kid, this was all funny.
Yeah.
This wasn't serious.
Oh, they're dead serious,
dude. They are.
They are dead serious.
It's just how
you have the woman acting like the man, and then her partner is the woman.
Yep.
That is pretty messed up.
And it's a mind twist and how it jumps in on all of these different things. And ultimately, he said it, we've been saying it forever, this is sin, period. Mm-hmm. Sin so degenerated because it's been unrestrained that it gets to the point of where we're talking about this. Or like he said, cross-dressing. That's normal. I mean, I remember MASH and Klinger. My dad used to watch MASH once in a while. Klinger, I thought, what a weirdo, he's wearing a dress. That's just weird. I was never threatened by it because it was like, well, nobody is really, you know, this. You get what I'm saying?
You've got to ask yourself. The Lord said it was an abomination,
completely,
by the way.
To do that for a man to wear a woman's.
That's exactly right. Even knowing that, just even the sense of it, it always twists me. My discerners would go off like, what the heck is up with that?
Yeah, exactly.
And thought, you know what? We have some new listeners in Michigan, and we just have we had a friend of ours just this last week go out and protest.
Yeah.
Protestant friends. My friends has meaning Protestant, right? And he was out there protesting in Michigan. You want to go ahead and share?
Yeah, right in Holland, Michigan, there's a big old parade going through some kind of GLBT type deal sponsored by some company that apparently was a conservative company. So he goes out, and some woman comes out and starts holding a sign. He sees her. He didn't even know the parade was going on because the network of, you know, those that are against this stuff is not a strong network. So she's from out of town. He starts talking to her. She says, hey, I've got a sign. So he stood with her. Them too. That was it. And she was furious because the church is in the town,
which
she was not from.
That's right.
In the town, nobody was out there.
Yeah. Friends, I really hate to say this, but again, it's a lack of Christianity, friends, and it's the church's job to stand up and protest. Light reproves darkness, and friends, they're leaving off their duty before a just and a holy God, yet they have the audacity to name the name of Christ. Yet the Bible tells us in Scriptures, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness.
Yep.
They love God so much that they disobey Him and subject themselves to complete perversion in every sense of the word. And it's also interesting that when you go to these parades, friends, we've been to a couple of them.
Yeah.
How many kids are present?
Tons of kids.
Yes, they're subjecting their kids.
This goes back to when, like I was saying, when I was a kid, or you know, the YMCA thing that you brought up. You never thought, okay, YMCA, yeah, this is really weird, this is wrong, but I'm not thinking that all of a sudden these men are going to go molest children. That was it was always kind of like a joke. It was a funny thing. It was wrong, yes.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of sin in society that's wrong, but it comes in this creeping mode here. And as a child, even Greg said it, as a child, that was when he was influenced by pornography, first of all, and then the homosexual lifestyle.
Yep.
So as a child, you're trying to make these decisions. You know your heart is screaming, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong.
Yes.
But then you get let off and caught off onto that thing. This is an abomination.
Yeah.
And the church has to nip it in the butt right there. When a song comes out like that, I was surrounded by some religious people, never heard that was wrong. I didn't even know what secular music was.
Dude, church doesn't make the distinction of that which is holy and that which is unholy anymore. There's no more distinction. And again, we're talking about the professing church, not the church who is doing their job. And by the way, Ray Lewis, we are live right now.
That's right. And you've got to stop it right away. So when you stop it right away and you start to make that distinction, well, then it's on. Now the people can make decisions. Now the children can feel like they're being protected from the onslaught of this, rather than thinking, hey, if this is normal, then maybe I should embrace it. I don't feel like I should. But nobody's saying anything, so maybe I should.
Yeah, well, let's go over to Europe. Because we've talked about this in the past. Where does it stop?
Yeah.
Well, when reprobates aren't ruled by law, that's what makes them a reprobate, by the way, is the fact that God takes his hand off these people because they've willfully and given themselves over to this perversion. It's interesting where, you know, people will ask the question, where does it stop? It doesn't stop with them pulling down the laws, friends, and having their way. It's now it's going after the children, number yep. one. And number two, if you look over in Europe right now, it's interesting how bestiality is becoming a thing of the norm. And just like Greg had said, if you're looking for judgment, friends, I'm telling you what, it's coming, and you want to dare the justice of God, this is the way to do it. Mm-hmm. Not only do you have a society that allows children to be killed 3,700 a day in the womb, and the Bible clearly says God hates hands that shed innocent blood, now they are willfully allowing the laws to be pulled down by less than 1.7% of the population and basically give them permission to go ahead and do what they will, namely in public schools through the NEA.
Yep, and that's exactly where it's going. It's going right to the kids.
Guaranteed. And it's not going to stop there. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you in America, it will stop there.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
It will stop there.
Because when you do this to some of the people, like you say, that we know their kids.
You don't have to worry about calling the cops.
Don't worry about a judge. Yeah. Don't worry about the cops. Because poetic justice happens at that point, and you reap what you sow immediately.
And we're seeing cases of this across the country.
That's right.
Not even too far gone in the past here, friends, is the fact that we had a guy that was actually groping a little girl in Texas.
Yep.
And the man took justice into his own hands.
Yep.
And why shouldn't he? That's his daughter.
That's right.
Well, he dealt with the individual. The individual lost his life, and the judge looked at him and said, you know what? You were just.
And now do you think that little girl is going to deal with shame and guilt to think it was her fault?
That's right.
No way.
Nope.
She just saw this man did wrong.
That's
he is no longer around because of what he did. I can be free now.
And there's a reason the Lord taught the church in America to judge. There's a reason that he told us to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous. And when you look in Scripture trying to find any pedophilia, friends, you can't find it. But you can find in the New Testament that if any were to offend one of these little ones, it's better for them to take a millstone, wrap it around their neck, and cast themselves into the sea rather than to do that.
That's right.
If you go to Exodus 22, he talks about something similar. You do anything at all to the fatherless, the widow, or the stranger, the Lord will deal with you. And it is a heavenly justice. And friends, keep in mind, his law is perpetual, and it's always at work.
That's right.
Like it or not.
Just like truth. Truth doesn't
change.
And I
praise God for that.
Amen. Last column, entertained out of your freedoms. You want to look at this one, folks. It's up on Sons of Liberty Radio. We have a text start that says, while much of America will proclaim their love for this country by stating that they love her so much they would even die for her, I would simply submit to my readers, do you love your country enough to live for her?
When a government protects the right of its people and provides an adequate remedy for those whose rights have been violated, then that government is providing equal justice for all.
That's right. Amen. Yeah. That's equal justice. You know, and it's not equal. Yes, it is. It's equal justice, and that's what promotes liberty. That's what promotes liberty in our country. That's why we're able to be on the air right now and speak like this, because of the fact that men have blood-bought liberties that we have, because men have been willing to die for them. And folks, we ask you to consider that, and also consider the fact that if radio programs like this don't exist, then folks, who's going to fight for your liberties? I encourage you to fight for them on your own. I encourage you to donate to this ministry so we can continue to fight the fight and bring back victories. Freedom Outpost just started a victories page, said they were inspired by the Sons of Liberty and the victories. People need to hear the victories, but we got to see them first. We have to materialize them. Your support and your donation brings that to pass, folks. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Go there, donate, buy some DVDs, join up, sign up as a son or daughter of liberty, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do, friends. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you in 23. So you
from Iowa.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.